Imagine the scenario for a second. You run a manufacturing plant, and you've been, you've been hustling for months, maybe even years, to land that one massive contract.
Right, the whale. The tier one aerospace deal or that huge medical device order.
Exactly, the one that changes everything. And finally, you get the email. You got it. It's the breakout moment. Everyone is cheering. The champagne pops. But then, maybe 5 minutes later, you walk out onto the shop floor, you look at your equipment, and the cold sweat sets in.
Because you realize you don't actually have the machines to build the order you just won.
Yeah, or you don't have the cash flow to hire the extra shift you need to run the machines you do have. You are completely stuck in this terrifying gap between growth potential and production reality.
And the clock is ticking. Your customer wants those parts yesterday. We actually call that the winner's curse.
The winner's curse. I like that.
Yeah, you win the business, but you completely lack the liquidity to execute it. It's basically the gap where contracts go to die if you aren't really careful.
Well, today we are taking a deep dive into a solution designed specifically to bridge that exact gap. We are looking at something called the CAMPS Capital Accelerator.
And looking at the stack of documents and process guides from CAMPS, that's the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, Puget Sound, the mission here is very strategic.
It is. I mean, my initial thought was, oh, it's just free money advice. But the documentation uses this great phrase. It says, don't let capital complexity slow down real-world production.
Capital complexity. It perfectly describes the friction. Because banks operate on one timeline, usually these quarterly risk assessments, while manufacturers operate on a totally different one.
Right. Lead times, tack times, inventory turnover.
Exactly. The mission of this program is to help manufacturers line up the right capital at the exact right time. So your next facility or your new machine goes live exactly when the demand hits.
Not 6 months later when the customer has already moved on to a competitor. So we've got the program documentation, the member benefits breakdowns, and the process guides right here.
And our goal today is to unpack how this accelerator actually works, who it's for, and why securing capacity before a demand spike is so critical.
And my personal favorite part, we need to figure out if there's a catch. Because frankly, whenever I read the words no cost benefit in a financial document, my skepticism radar just goes straight to red alert.
Which is a very healthy reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But as we'll see, the structure of this program is quite unique.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is the CAMPS Capital Accelerator? I mean, is it a bank? Is it a VC fund that wants a piece of your equity?
It is neither of those things. At its core, it's a member-exclusive benefit. It's a no-cost program designed specifically for manufacturers within the CAMPS network.
So it sits between the manufacturer and the money.
Right. Think of it as a consultative layer. It's there to assist manufacturers in securing financing, but it does not lend the money itself.
It's a translator. It translates shop floor reality into banker logic.
That's a great way to put it.
But who is this actually for? Because the term manufacturer is pretty broad. Like, if I'm a guy in a garage with a laptop and a brilliant idea for a 3D printed widget that I haven't actually made yet, is this for me?
Definitely not. The source material is completely explicit about this. They state clearly that the program is not for pure startups seeking VC funding.
So no Shark Tank style pitches here.
No Shark Tank pitches.
Yeah.
This is for builders of, and I quote, real products and real jobs. It's for companies that already have a defined throughput or a clear payback on a specific project.
Throughput. That word comes up a lot in these guides.
Yes, because it proves you have a system that is already generating value. So if you are planning an equipment purchase, a new production line, a facility expansion, or you just need working capital in the next 3 to 12 months, then this program is for you.
That 3 to 12 month window stands out to me. It suggests this is for people who are actually planning ahead.
Not just panic borrowing on a Friday afternoon because payroll is due.
Right. If you're panic borrowing, a new loan is probably just going to make your operational issues worse.
Exactly. This program is highly strategic. It even fits companies who simply want to compare bank terms they've already been offered, or maybe explore grants and public incentives.
So it can act as a second opinion.
A second opinion to de-risk your timing and make sure you have the best possible terms.
Okay, we know who fits and who doesn't. Now let's address the elephant in the room. The documentation repeats that this is a no-cost benefit. My immediate question is, how much does CAMPS take off the top? Because usually when someone brokers money for you, they want a cut.
This is where the program gets really fascinating. The answer is zero.
Literally zero.
Zero. CAMPS receives absolutely no commission and no fees from the funding providers. And as we mentioned, it's completely free for the members to use.
Let me make sure I'm getting this right. I use the program, they introduce me to a lender, I get a $2 million loan for a factory expansion, and CAMPS does not get a referral fee from that bank.
That is correct. The documentation stresses over and over that this is a strict non-solicitation environment.
Why would they set it up that way? In the financial world, everybody takes a slice of the pie.
It comes down to impartial guidance. If CAMPS were taking a commission, they'd have a built-in incentive to push you toward the lender who pays the highest kickback.
Oh, right. They'd say, hey, go with Bank A, they're fantastic. When really, Bank A just has the best referral program.
Precisely. By taking their own financial gain out of the equation, the advice isn't tainted by a sales commission. They truly don't care who gives you the money, as long as the terms fit your production cycle.
That is a massive difference. It makes it a purely consultative relationship. But wait, how do they keep the lights on for the program then?
The sources outline that it's funded by regular membership fees and annual corporate sponsorships. So it is genuinely a communal resource.
Paid for by the ecosystem to strengthen the ecosystem.
Yeah.
I like that. And speaking of the environment, I noticed a section on the program cadence. This isn't just an email hotline.
No, there is a specific rhythm to it. They hold monthly Zoom or in-person sessions on the second Thursday of each month.
But these aren't public town halls, right?
No, they are invitation-only briefings. They cover practical financing topics and host Q&A sessions. It creates a safe space.
Because of that non-solicitation rule.
Exactly. You can ask hard questions, or even basic ones, without worrying that you're about to be aggressively pitched a loan product you don't need.
A non-solicitation environment sounds incredibly peaceful compared to the usual finance hustle. All right, so let's get practical. Say I'm a manufacturer, I need a new stamping press, and I want to use this accelerator. The guides outline a simple and practical six-step process. Let's walk through it.
Step one is very straightforward. Enroll.
Which is basically just raising your hand, assuming you're already a member.
Yes, but once you are in, you immediately move to step two, which is diagnose.
I assume this is where we get past the vague idea of just needing money.
Saying I need money is like telling a doctor that you hurt. It doesn't solve anything. The diagnose phase is about identifying the best fit path.
Because there are a lot of paths.
Right. Do you need equipment finance?
Yeah.
Do you need a working capital line of credit to float your inventory? Or maybe you're eligible for a public incentive or a grant.
That makes sense, because if you buy a 20-year asset like a building using a short-term, high-interest line of credit, you are setting yourself up for a disaster.
Exactly. You have to match the capital stack to the operational goal. Step two prevents you from making structural mistakes right out of the gate.
Which brings us to step three, prepare. This sounds like the homework phase.
This is the heavy lifting. This is where you assemble the package, you gather your financials, the quotes from your equipment vendors, your timelines.
Oh man, the paperwork. This is usually where projects stall out for me. You just keep saying you'll get to it next weekend.
It can be tedious, but the accelerator provides specific templates and checklists to streamline it. And more importantly, the partners actually help you assemble this package. This leads to a crucial concept in the documentation called compressing underwriting.
Compressing underwriting. That sounds like a trash compactor for bank forms. What does that actually mean?
Underwriting is that slow, painful process where a bank decides if you are too risky to lend to. It usually takes weeks because the bank keeps pausing to ask for more documents.
That's right. They constantly email you asking, what about this tax return or where's the projection for Q3?
Exactly. By preparing the package correctly in step three, using their templates, you are answering all those questions before the bank even asks them.
So you are basically handing them a yes on a silver platter.
You remove the friction, you compress the timeline, and speed up the bank's decision-making process significantly.
I see. So you do the homework, you have your perfect packet. Step four is match and engage.
This is where the ecosystem comes into play. You are matched with their funding providers. But there is a very crucial detail highlighted in the text here. You have complete freedom of choice.
Right. The source says you can engage with funding providers or proceed with your own advisors.
You are never locked in. You can take all that diagnosis and preparation work you just did with the accelerator and walk it right down to your own local bank if you prefer.
That is a very confident move by CAMPS. They're essentially saying, we will help you get fully prepared, and we are so confident in our partners that we don't need to force you to use them.
It completely validates their claim about being a non-solicitation environment. The ultimate goal is just that you get the funding, regardless of where it comes from.
Okay, so step five is close and deploy.
You finalize the terms, get the funds, purchase the machine, install it, and ramp up production. This is your go-live moment.
And in a normal world, that is exactly where the story ends. The banker shakes your hand, gives you a branded calendar, and you never hear from them again unless you miss a payment. But here, there is a step six, follow through.
This really sets the accelerator apart from a typical transactional bank relationship. CAMP actually checks in to ensure funding success and a smooth rollout.
But why do they care? The money is already in the bank and the machine is on the floor.
Because the goal of the program wasn't the loan. The goal is manufacturing growth. Remember their core mission, real products and real jobs.
Right.
They want to verify that the capital actually resulted in the capacity increase you originally planned for.
So if the machine arrives 3 months late or the ramp up is way slower than you expected, they might help you figure out how that impacts your loan covenants.
Exactly. They treat it as a relationship focused on the health of the manufacturing ecosystem, not just a one-off transaction.
Let's circle back to the people involved in this ecosystem. The guides keep referring to partners and advisors. Who exactly are these funding partners?
They are described in the documentation as trusted advisors in very specific fields. So you have specialists in equipment finance, working capital, and public incentive programs.
And the program offers what they call warm introductions to these people.
Which is infinitely better than cold calling banks, because these partners are vetted as manufacturing savvy providers.
Manufacturing savvy, is that just marketing fluff?
Not at all. It is a huge differentiator. Think about it. Have you ever tried to explain a just-in-time inventory system to a generalist retail banker?
I can imagine. They look at your intentionally low inventory and just think you have no physical assets to lend against.
Or the opposite. They look at your high raw material stock before a big run and think you just have dead cash sitting around. A manufacturing savvy provider already speaks your language.
So they know what a five-axis CNC machine is actually worth on the secondary market.
Yes. They understand lead times.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste the first three meetings explaining your basic business model.
That alone saves a ton of time. But I saw something in the FAQs that really stood out to me. Manufacturers are incredibly secretive people.
Very protective of their IP.
Right. If I have a proprietary process that gives me an edge or a client list I've spent a decade building, I do not want to tell a whole consortium of people about it.
That is a very valid concern, and the source material addresses it explicitly. It states that CAMPS will not require or ask for any confidential information.
So who actually sees the secret sauce?
That information stays strictly between you, the manufacturer, and the specific lender you choose to work with.
Oh, okay.
CAMPS facilitates the connection and guides the process, but your sensitive financial data and trade secrets are completely firewalled from them.
That is very reassuring. Now, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Why shouldn't I just walk into my local bank branch? I know the manager there. Why go through this whole accelerator process?
Your local branch manager might be great. But do they understand that your new machine won't produce a single sellable part for 6 months while you install and calibrate it?
Probably not.
The source gives a great comparison on this. The accelerator pre-aligns the loan structure to your throughput and your lead times.
Meaning they match the actual loan payments to when the machine starts generating revenue.
Exactly. A standard bank loan might demand full principal and interest payments starting next month. But if your machine has a six-month lead time, you are just bleeding cash for half a year.
That's brutal.
A manufacturing savvy structure might offer interest-only payments for those first 6 months while you ramp up.
That is literally the difference between healthy growth and bankruptcy.
It is. Plus, the accelerator widens your options to include public incentives and grants that a standard local branch wouldn't even know exist.
So it's about speed, efficiency, and actually fitting the financing to the physical reality of the shop floor. But what happens when the answer is just no?
That is a reality of business.
We've all been there. You do the work, you make the pitch, and the funding gets declined. Does the accelerator just ghost you at that point?
This is actually one of the most important parts of the program philosophy. It's not just designed for the easy slam dunk cases. If a company is declined, the program doesn't just say sorry and walk away.
What do they do instead?
They pivot to development. The documentation says they recommend working with a local SBDC advisor.
The Small Business Development Center.
Correct. The goal is to close the gaps. Usually, a no isn't personal. It's structural. Maybe your debt-to-income ratio is off or your cash flow projections just aren't realistic yet.
So the SBDC helps you fix those underlying issues.
Yes, so that you can re-engage for funding later when you are actually ready.
I see. So the whole thing is developmental. It's not a gatekeeper that just hands out yes or no answers. It's a pathway to getting to yes eventually.
It emphasizes that this program is about the long-term health of your business. Sometimes, the absolute best thing a financial partner can do is tell you that you aren't ready to take on debt yet.
That protects the business way more than giving them a loan that ultimately sinks them.
And it goes right back to their funding model. Since CampBS doesn't make a commission, they have absolutely no incentive to push a bad loan onto a company that isn't ready for it.
It really is a completely different paradigm. So let's wrap this up. If you are a manufacturer listening to this right now, and you are looking at that 3 to 12 month growth horizon, what are you actually walking away with if you use the CAMPS Capital Accelerator?
Based on the source material, there are 4 key outcomes they promise. First is clarity. You get a clear picture of the right capital structure for your specific operational goals. You stop guessing.
Second is warm introductions. You get connected to providers who actually understand manufacturing, so you don't have to explain what a lathe is.
Third is hands-on guidance.
Yeah.
You get the templates, the checklists, and then the timeline help. You aren't doing the heavy lifting in the dark.
And the fourth outcome.
Faster time to capacity. This is the big one. By streamlining the financing and compressing the underwriting, you protect your go-live date. You ensure that when the contract starts, your machine is running.
And all of this is funded by the community through membership fees and annual corporate sponsorships. It really feels like a tool built specifically for the collective strength of the manufacturing base.
It is. It transforms financing from a solitary, frustrating struggle into a supported, strategic process.
You know, it makes you think. We so often talk about getting a loan like it's just a chore, like buying groceries or paying the electric bill.
Just another item on the to-do list.
Right. But this deep dive really highlights that financing is actually a core strategic capability.
That is the perfect way to frame it.
So here is a final thought to leave you with today. If you are looking at your growth plans right now, ask yourself this. Are you just trying to get a loan? Or are you financing a strategy? Because if your capital strategy isn't aligned with your production lead times, are you actually ready for growth at all?
That is the exact question that separates the struggling shops from the scaling enterprises.
Something to chew on as you look at your next big contract. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the CAMPS Capital Accelerator. We will catch you on the next one.